In this video, we're going to talk about audience building and how to build your audience over time so that you can increase your distribution, increase your authoritativeness, and ultimately increase your SEO efforts as you grow. So the goal over the long term is to convert a rented form of distribution into an owned form of distribution. And the way that this looks is that you use social media, you use Google search, you use all of these organic forms of traffic, and you convert them into owned audiences. And so organic traffic on Google is a rented audience. It's not something that you own. You don't know who these people are. You don't have direct access to these visitors. And so it's your job to convert these users, these visitors that are coming from Google, into an owned distribution. And so what is owned distribution? It's mostly emails, but it can also be phone numbers. Emails are primarily the way that people will interact with businesses online. They'll sign up for email newsletters. They'll sign up for discounts. They'll sign up for resources and guides and manuals, and they'll sign up to get results. The email is the most valuable thing that you can get for your business to be able to connect with your customers further down the line. The rented distribution model only allows you to interact with someone once or as they are viewing your content or your information on the platform that they decide to go on. Whereas if you own the distribution model, if you have access to their email address, if you have access to their phone number, then you can push future content and future updates to that person, and they're more likely to become a customer or a repeat customer over time. So there are many different ways to collect emails on the internet. You can find extensive lists online of different things that you can do to collect emails. You can have lead magnets, which are basically resources that you can provide to people in exchange for an email address. So you can think ebooks or how-to guides or results from some quiz that they took. There's a whole bunch of different things that you can provide. There's also free trials. So in your content, you can promote your product or your service and people can try it out for free for 7 days or 2 weeks or a month. And that can be a way to get people's email addresses and get direct access to that person as a customer. You can also give free estimates if you're a service-oriented business and you want to qualify your leads and have people get more information about how much it would cost to do XYZ project. That's a way you can get email addresses and get customers in the door and ultimately be able to reach them over time instead of only being able to interact with them when they come on your website through the rented distribution platforms. Another thing that you can do on top of collecting email addresses is set up pixels on your site to do advertising and retargeting. There's Facebook pixels, there's Twitter pixels, there's Snapchat pixels, there's a whole bunch of different pixels that you can embed in your website. And what that does is it tags that user and it allows those social media platforms to flag that person as someone who has visited your site. And you can use this in really powerful ways. You've probably seen the abandoned cart checkout pixels where somebody might add something to their cart, but they don't actually check out. And you can actually push ads on Facebook or Instagram or Google or YouTube or Twitter, and you can actually remind that person that they have something in their cart and they should probably check out and buy it. So pixels and advertising can be really useful for converting that rented audience into a lead that you can contact repeatedly over time. Building an audience on social media, especially for a business, you want to be able to have things to promote that can generate interest and that can generate traffic to the things that you're doing. You want to be able to promote your content on social media. You want to promote product features that you launch. You want to be able to promote service wins or people that have used your products and had success. And then you also want to be able to promote news and updates. All these things are great. This is not a social media course, but ultimately promoting on social media, growing your social media audience can increase the amount of traffic that comes to your website and can increase the amount of traffic that converts into a long-term and owned distribution audience. And that is the goal, to be able to repeatedly contact these people over time so that they can become customers and they can be reminded to come to your website and to take part in the services and products that you offer. So as you build your audience, you increase distribution, which also increases your SEO efforts and sales for your business. And so this is the conclusion of the modules of this course. And this is basically the gist of what good SEO looks like. You put out content, you build your audience, you increase distribution, it increases your domain authority, your backlink profile, and ultimately it increases sales for your business.